Hi there. This is Hallie Crawford, and this is Ideal Career Guide Audio number 3, the Purpose Statement Visualization. This material is copyrighted, so any unauthorized distribution is prohibited. Thank you for respecting the copyright. This visualization is about developing a draft of your purpose statement for your life. Please listen to this audio all the way through, and then answer the recap questions under pulling it all together in your workbook. All right, let's get started. Start by getting into a comfortable position and allow your eyes to close gently and slowly. Allow your mind to let go of the stresses of the day. Focus on your breathing and notice the rhythmic sound of your breath. And for a couple of moments, concentrate on nothing but the lull of your breath and the sound of your heartbeat. Now take in a long, deep breath, filling your lungs to capacity. And as you exhale, empty your lungs completely, releasing with it the stresses of the day. Feel the tension leave those special areas where you typically hold your tension, like your neck, shoulders, and upper back, or your stomach, wherever you tend to hold your tension. Take in another long, deep breath, filling your lungs completely, then exhaling completely, releasing any tightness in your body. And as you do, notice the tension flowing down through your arms, down through your hands, and out the tips of your fingers. Take in one more really deep breath, and this time as you exhale, feel yourself sinking into the chair. As the tension releases from your back, down your legs, and out from the soles of your feet. In this visualization, you are going to bring all the pieces together that form your purpose statement. This is the statement that expresses who you are in the world. Remember that a purpose is something you are destined to do. It comes from the depths of your soul and the sum of your life experiences. In a moment, I will ask you to reflect on your life experiences. But first, I want you to notice if you have any fears about writing a purpose statement that may block this process. Do any of the following fears ring true for you? You may have a fear of getting this right, a fear of how you could possibly accomplish something so grand, a fear of failure, or a fear there won't be a practical way to carry it out. Notice any fears you may have. And now, visualize a plastic bag. Open it and place all of your fears into that bag. place practicality in the bag as well. This is not the time to worry about being practical. Purpose statements rarely sound practical initially. Allow that to be okay, and know that the ways to carry it out will flow later. You don't have to worry about that right now. Now tie the bag closed and put it to the side. And as you do so, notice your energy start to flow, allowing creative thoughts to open up. Now you can begin to reflect on your life experience and notice the threads that tie them together. First, think about what obstacles have you faced in your life and overcome? And how do those experiences affect who you are today? Next, what are the recurring themes in your life story from the time you were a child? Growing up at home, to your most current job and life situations, can you see a common thread or string? You can even imagine your life as a map here, where there were obstacles and roadblocks, high points and low points, major disappointments and successes. What stands out for you? And how have these things affected you as both a strength and area for development? Now think about, what are your ongoing lessons? What one to two things have you learned and continue to learn in life that you would most like to teach other people? Next, what are your passions? Those things that stir emotions in you when you talk about them. What are you passionate about? Now, what are your top three values? And are any of these things that you would fight for? Don't worry about your list right now. Just notice what comes to mind right away. These are the things that are really most important to you. Now think about what things anger, frustrate, or sadden you about the way people are living in the world. And how would you change it if you could? Next, what things excite you about the possibility that life is and can be? And finally, if you could provide or teach one thing to others, what would it be? take in a deep breath for me and reflect for a moment on everything that you saw here. What words or similar thoughts keep coming up for you? Notice any underlying issues they may have in common, such as relationships, self-worth, safety. What are the threads running through your life? Listen to the deep knowing that is inside of you. There is a voice inside of you that knows. Listen to it now. What is it saying? If you cannot hear it, take a moment again. Release any fears. For now, go with your inner voice. Go with your heart. Allow the themes and passions from your life to flow. You know what they are. One word may be coming to mind, or a stream of words or thoughts. Listen to whatever they are and allow them to lead you to other thoughts. You can even notice what pictures or images might be coming to your mind. Keep those thoughts and pictures. They may be blurry now, but when you open your eyes and complete the questions in the workbook, they will become clearer and clearer. In a moment, I'm going to count from 3 to 1. At 1, you will be refreshed and alert, able to remember everything you wish of this visualization. 3, bringing yourself back to present time. 2, stretching your legs, arms, neck, becoming more alert and refreshed. And 1, eyes open, refreshed and alert. Now, when you're ready, bring out your workbook and complete the recap questions under Pulling It All Together. Have fun with this, and good luck.